Now,
we've talked just a little bit about his method of Bible study.
Mi smo dakle nešto malo progovorili o njegovom metodu proučavanja Biblije.
Now we want to look at some of his conclusions.
A sada da razmotrimo neke od njegovih zaključaka.
What did Miller discover?
Šta je to Miller otkrio?
And that brings us to our second topic, eschatology.
A to nas dovodi do naše druge teme, a to je eskatologija.
I should note that Millerism was a movement of one doctrine.
Ja moram da naglasim da je Millerizam bio pokret jedne doktrine.
And that one doctrine would be the premillennial second return of Christ.
A ta jedna doktrina je premilenijalni drugi Hristov dolazak.
This is a topic that will be largely adopted by the Seventh-day Adventists from Millerism.
To je ujedno i tematika koju u najvećem delu i Adventizam prihvatio od Millerizma.
In fact, Seventh-day Adventism will be the only branch of Millerism in the post-disappointment time.
U stvari, Adventizam sedmog dana je jedini ogranak Millerizma posle razočaranja.
That is, it would be the only one to remain faithful to Miller's hermeneutic and to his eschatology.
Koji je ostao veran Millerovoj hermeneutici i njegovoj eskatologiji.
We need some air.
You have a stove in yourself.
There's certain Bible texts that it would be I expect you to be familiar with.
Ima nekih biblijskih tekstova za koje ja očekujem da su vam poznati.
Certainly Daniel's chapter 7 through 9.
Svakako tekstovi zapisani u Danilu 7 do 9.
These texts become central to the development of the Millerite argumentation.
Ovi tekstovi su postali centralni u argumentaciji Millerovoj.
Daniel 12.
Danilo 12.
Revelation 14 verses 6 through 8.
Otkrivenje 14 6 do 8.
Revelation 18 verses 1 to 4.
Otkrivenje 18 1 do 4.
Revelation 10.
Otkrivenje 10.
And Matthew 25 verses 1 to 13.
I Matej 25 1 do 13.
Miller was what we call an historicist in his prophetic interpretation.
Miller je bio ono što mi zovemo historicista u svom tumačenju proročanstava.
There are three main schools of prophetic interpretation.
Kao što znate, postoje tri osnovne škole tumačenja proročanstava.
The first school,
prva škola,
the preterist school,
preterist. Preteritizam. Šta ja znam kako da bi zove. Preterizam.
Basically holds that prophecy is fulfilled in the time of the prophet.
Oni smatraju da se proročanstvo u svojoj osnovi ispunjava u vreme života proroka.
And at the other extreme we have the futurist school.
Zatim imamo futuriste, to je druga škola.
Which holds that most of prophecy is fulfilled right at the end of time.
Koja tvrdi da se većina proročanstava mora ispuniti pri kraju vremena.
There is a third school, which was the one that Miller belonged to.
Postoji treća škola, to je škola kojoj pripada Miller.
And certainly was the one that had the vast majority of scholars following it in the early 19th century.
I u prvom delu 19. stoljeća većina teologa, većina tumača proročanstava pripadala upravo ovoj školi.
That would be the historicist approach to the understanding of prophecy.
Historicistički pristup tumačenju proročanstava.
Which really said prophecy begins in the time of the prophet and has continuous fulfillment up to the time.
I kaže da je proročanstvo nastaje u vreme proroka i nastavlja da se ispunjava sve do kraja vremena.
Miller was part of a large movement of prophetic understanding.
Miller je bio pripadnik tog velikog pokreta razumevanja proročanstva.
In fact, there were at least, well, let's put it this way, Leroy Froom,
Leroy Froom,
in Prophetic Faith of Our Fathers,
u knjizi Proročka vera naših otaca,
volume 4,
u četvrtom knjizi, četvrtoj knjizi,
pages 404 and 405,
na stranicama 404 i 405,
has listed over 80 prophetic interpreters.
Ovde je citirao oko 80 tumača proročanstava.
That would all see the fulfillment of Daniel 8:14 between 1843 and 1847.
I svi su oni gledali ispunjenje istek zapravo perioda od 2300 dana i noći u periodu od 1843 do 47.
Now I know you can't read that from there, it's just a list.
Ja znam da vi ne možete videti i ta imena i sa vaših mesta, ali tu je lista.
But if you're interested in the list, it's in your library.
Ali ako vam bude bila potrebna, ona će se nalaziti u vašoj biblioteci.
Miller was not alone.
Miller, dakle, nije bio sam.
Scholars on both sides of the Atlantic,
teolozi sa obe strane Atlantika,
were predicting the fulfillment of Daniel 8:14 between 1843 and 1847.
Smatrali su da će se proročanstvo 2300 dana i noći ispuniti negde od 1843. do 47. godine.
Unto 2300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
To je onaj tekst koji kaže, a za 2300 dana i noći, tada će se svetinja očistiti.
Scholars were largely agreed on the fulfillment of the time period.
Dakle, teolozi su se najvećim delom složili što se tiče isteka ovog vremenskog perioda.
But they differed very widely on what would take place at the end of the 2300 years.
Ali su se veoma razlikovali u mišljenjima šta će se dogoditi na kraju isteka tog perioda.
For post-millennial interpreters,
što se tiče kod post-milenijarista,
the end of the 2300 days,
kraj 2300 dana i noći,
pointed to some event connected with the beginning of the millennium.
Ukazuje na neke događaje povezane sa početkom milenijuma.
Premillennialists,
premillenialisti,
interpreted Daniel 8:14,
tumačili su tekst u Danilu 8:14
in many different ways.
Na mnogo različitih načina.
Often connected with the return of Christ.
Vrlo često ga povezujući sa dolaskom Isusa Hrista.
But before looking at Daniel 8,
ali pre nego što proučimo sam tekst Danilo 8:14,
we need to look for a moment at the French Revolution.
Moramo jedan trenutak posvetiti razmatranju Francuske revolucije.
And the 1260 days,
2300 dana i noći,
and the time of the end,
i vremena posretka.
The French Revolution,
Francuska revolucija,
in terms of its violence and magnitude,
što se tiče njenog zamaha i nasilja,
and its anti-Christian aspects,
i antihrišćanskog aspekta,
filled all Europe and European colonies with horror.
Ispunila je Evropu i evropske kolonije užasom.
Certainly to them it looked like what the Bible talked about as the time of the end.
Svakako svi su mislili da je to doba koje Biblija naziva vremenom posljetka.
There were reactions in every field of human endeavor.
Zapažalo se reakcije na svakom području ljudskog djelovanja.
In politics there was a return to conservative stability.
U politici bio je to povratak konzervativnoj stabilnosti.
In a religion there was a return to safe churches.
A u religiji bio je to povratak sigurnim crkvama, ne znam šta to znači.
But also there was a renewed interest in the study of apocalyptic.
Ali pojavio se i obnovljeno interesovanje za proučavanje apokalipse.
Especially the books of Daniel and the Revelation.
A posebno knjige Danila i Otkrivenja.
It's been claimed that there are more books on the second coming of Christ.
Kaže se da je postojalo više knjiga o Kristovom drugom dolasku.
written between 1800 and 1850 than in the previous 1800 years of Christian
history. Koje su bile napisane između 1800. I 1850. nego za svih 18 stoljeća pre toga.
There would be two groups of texts around the turn of the 19th century which became very important in this study.
Postoji jedan niz knjiga koje su napisane pri kraju 19. stoljeća koje su važne za izučavanje ove tematike.
A first group centered around those texts that dealt with the time of the end.
Prva grupa knjiga bavi se pitanjem vremena kraja.
And maybe a central text in this area would be Daniel 12 verse 4.
Mislim da je centralni tekst na ovom području Danilo 12:4.
That text says, but thou, O Daniel,
taj tekst kaže,
shut up the words and seal the book.
Danilo, uzmi knjigu i zapečati je.
Even to the time of the end.
Do posljednjega vremena.
Many shall run to and fro.
Mnogi će pretraživati, ili kod njih kaže, mnogi će lutati tamo i ovamo.
And knowledge shall be increased.
I znanje će se umnožiti.
And then again in Daniel 12:9.
A ponovo u Danilu 12:9.
Go thy way, Daniel.
Idi, Danilo.
For the words are closed up.
Jer je reč zaključena, zatvorena.
And sealed until the time of the end.
Sve do kraja vremena.
The events having to do with the French Revolution and the rise of Napoleon.
Ti događaji koji su imali veze sa francuskom revolucijom i pojavom Napoleona.
Sent scholars to the book of Daniel as no other, as at no other time in history.
Uputile su teologe da proučavaju knjige Danila Otkrivenja kao ni u jedno drugo vreme u istoriji.
And from the 1790s, men's eyes were truly running back and forth in the book of Daniel.
I od 1790. godine nadalje ljudske oči su zaista išle tamo i ovamo proučavajući knjigu proroka Danila.
And the knowledge of the book of Daniel did increase.
I zaista se poznavanje ove knjige veoma umnožilo.
As evidenced by the large number of publications on the topic.
Kao što se može videti po velikom broju publikacija koje se bavile tom tematikom.
Now I don't know how it is in Yugoslavia.
Ne znam kakvo je stanje u Jugoslaviji.
But I have heard evangelists in the States preach on this text.
Ja sam slušao evanđeliste u Sjedinjenim Državama koji su propovedali na osnovu tog teksta.
And the increase of knowledge.
I o povećavanju znanja.
And they talk about airplanes.
I govorili su o avionima.
Men running to and fro.
O ljudima koji lutaju tamo i ovamo.
And spaceships.
And o svemirskim brodovima.
And computer technology.
Kompjuterskoj tehnologiji.
That's got absolutely nothing to do with this text.
A to nema nikakve, apsolutno nikakve veze sa ovim tekstom.
This text is talking about another fulfillment.
Ovaj tekst govori o jednom sasvim drugom ispunjenju.
But was fulfilled.
I ispunio se.
Men's eyes would run back and forth throughout the book of Daniel.
Ljudske oči su išle tamo i amo knjigom proroka Danila.
And knowledge of the book of Daniel would be increased.
I poznavanje knjige proroka Danila se povećalo.
Both the great outline prophecies of Daniel.
I također ta velika opšta proročanstva knjige proroka Danila.
That is those outline prophecies that cover world history.
To su ta velika sveobuhvatna proročanstva koja pokrivaju tok svetske istorije.
Such as Daniel 2:7, 8
and
11. Kao što su
proročanstva u Danilu 2:7, 8 i 11.
And the great time prophecies of Daniel.
I velika vremenska proročanstva iz knjige proroka Danila.
Both were studied with unprecedented vigor.
I jedna i druga proročanstva ljudi su proučavali sa pažnjom koja je bez presedana.
People were fascinated by the specificity of the prophecies.
Ljudi su bili zadivljeni određenošću tih proročanstava.
The time prophecies were so specific.
Ta vremenska proročanstva bila su tako tačna i određena u svojim navodima.
And some began to see that the time of the end of Daniel 12 and verses 4 and 9.
I neki su počeli da shvataju da vreme posletka u onu što je koje je zapisano u Danilu 12 9
Daniel 12 verses 4 and 9
4 i 9
that that time period could be determined through a study of Daniel's specific time prophecies.
Da se taj period može odrediti na osnovu proučavanja Danilovih vremenskih proročanstava.
And that brings us to a second group of texts.
I to nas onda dovodi do druge grupe tekstova.
The first were those texts having to do with the time of the end.
Prva grupa tekstova to su tekstovi koji imaju veze sa vremenom posletka.
And the book of Daniel being shut up until the time of the end.
A znate da je knjiga proroka Danila bila zapečaćena sve do kraja vremena.
Now the second group will deal with the time prophecies of Daniel.
A druga grupa ima posla, bavi se vremenskim proročanstvima knjige proroka Danila.
Of special importance in determining the time of the end.
Posebnu važnost u određivanju vremena posletka.
Were those texts referring to the 1260 days?
To su oni tekstovi koji govore o 1260 dana.
Or to the 42 months?
Ili 42 meseca.
Or to the period referred to as times, time and a half a time.
I osim toga, oni tekstovi koji govore o vremenima, vremenu i pola vremena.
Three names for the same time period.
Tri imena koja označavaju isti vremenski period.
Mentioned several times in both Daniel and Revelation.
A spominju se nekoliko puta i u knjizi proroka Danila i u Otkrivenju.
Scores of books began to appear about the beginning of the 19th century.
Desetine knjiga počele su da se pojavljuju tamo negde krajem 19. veka.
Discussing these and other time prophecies.
Razmatrajući ova i druga vremenska proročanstva.
And how they related to the time of the end.
I kako se ona odnose prema vremenu posletka.
Now graphically we have from Froom again in volume 3.
Ponovo Froom navodi u svojoj knjizi u trećem volumu.
Pages 270 and 271.
270 i 271. Strani.
A list of authors who began to publish books between 1798 and 1844.
Tu je lista autora koji su počeli da objavljuju svoje knjige od 1790. do 1844.
On these themes.
Upravo o ovim tematikama.
Froom indicates that many of these authors not only published one book, but up to 10 books on the topic during
Froom
that period.
Naglašava da je većina ovih autora objavila po jednu knjigu, ali ima ih koji su objavili po 10 knjiga.
This was a time of prophetic awakening.
To je bilo vreme buđenja interesa za proročanstvo.
Now some of these scholars believe that the time of the end signified a period of time.
Neki od ovih tumača, teologa, smatrali su da vreme posletka označava jedno određeno razdoblje vremena.
Others held that it was a point of time.
A drugi su smatrali da je to jedna tačka u vremenu.
Miller concluded,
a Miller je zaključio,
that the time of the end meant the end of the power of the Pope.
Da je vreme posletka u stvari počinje krajem vlasti papa, prevlasti papa.
To tread on the church.
Kojim je ugrožavao crkvu.
By his civil authority.
I građanskim autoritetom.
Miller believed that the time of the end began in 1798.
Miller je verovao da je vreme posletka počelo 1798. godine.
Napoleon's general Berthier invaded Rome.
Napao Rim. Yeah, an H.
Invaded Rome and took the Pope captive.
I zarobio papu.
And abolished the papal government.
I na taj način ukinuo papsku vladavinu, papsku vlast.
Other interpreters also picked some event as the fulfillment in the 1790s.
Neki drugi tumači bazirali su se na nekim drugim događajima također 90-ih godina.
But there was general agreement that the time of the end had been fulfilled.
Ali postojala je opšta saglasnost da se to proročanstvo o kraju vremena, o vremenu postetka ispunilo.
They were now dealing with the last events in world's history.
I da mi sada živimo usred posljednjih događaja u istoriji sveta.
Due to this conclusion, Miller understood.
Na osnovu ovog zaključka Miller je shvatio
that the little book of Daniel had been opened.
Da se knjižica spomenuta u knjizi proroka Danila otvorila.
I trust that you're familiar with the prophecy in Revelation 10.
Ja smatram da ste vi upoznati sa proročanstvom koje je iznešeno u Otkrivenju u 10. poglavlju.
That just before the end of time an angel would come down.
Da će se neposredno pre kraja vremena jedan anđel spustiti s neba.
With a little book.
Sa malom knjižicom u rukama.
Which had been closed.
Koja je nekada bila zatvorena.
But would now be opened.
A sada treba da se otvori.
And that when that book was understood,
i ta knjiga,
the prophecies would prove to be very sweet in the mouth.
Kaže se kad je ta knjiga shvaćena, to proročanstvo će biti veoma slatko u ustima.
But very bitter in the belly.
Ali veoma gorko u stomaku.
Now the interesting thing is,
zanimljiva činjenica jeste,
is that as early as 1841,
da tamo negde još 1841. godine,
Miller understood Revelation 10th chapter.
Miller je shvatio značenje otkrivenja 10.
And how it related to the unsealing or the opening up of the book of Daniel and the time of the end.
I kako se ono odnosi prema raspečaćavanju ove knjige proroka Danila i vremenu posletka.
In the Signs of the Times of May 1, 1841.
U časopisu Znaci vremena u maju mesecu 1941. godine.
He gives a prophetic chart.
On daje jednu proročku kartu.
And the chart says this at one point.
Na karti stoji u jednom trenutku
1798 to 1843.
On kaže na to vremensko razdoblje ukazuje otkrivenje 10. poglavlje.
The opening up of the little book.
Kad govori o otvaranju knjižice.
And then he puts 45 years to the end of the world from 1798.
I govori o tom tih 45 godina od vremena 98. do kraja sveta.
I find this particular understanding to be interesting.
Za mene je ovo njegovo shvatanje veoma zanimljivo.
Because as early as 1841, Miller concluded that his movement was the opening of the little book.
Jer Miller je tamo negde 41. godine došao do zaključka da upravo njegov pokret predstavlja otvaranje ove knjige.
The little book that would be so sweet in the mouth.
Te knjige koja će biti tako slatka u ustima.
It's interesting though.
A međutim, interesantno je
that he didn't read the whole chapter.
Da nije pročitao celo poglavlje.
That's the way we do sometimes with prophecy.
Kao što i mi često činimo kad proučavamo proročanstvo.
We talk about the parts that we like.
Mi govorimo o delu proročanstva koji nam se sviđa.
And understand.
I koji razumemo.
And neglect the rest of it.
A zanemarimo ostatak.
But God knew about the disappointment before it ever happened.
Ali Bog je znao za veliko razočaranje davno pre nego što se ono stvarno dogodilo.
Sweet in the mouth.
Slatko u ustima.
Bitter in the belly.
A gorko u stomaku.
The whole prophecy of Miller's movement is right there.
Celokupno proročanstvo Millerovom pokretu je tu.
And apparently he didn't read verse 11 either.
Ha, izgleda da nije ni pročitao 11. stih.
That you must preach again to every nation, kindred, tongue and people.
A tamo stoji zapisano da idi ponovo i propovedaj svakom plemenu, jeziku, kolenu i narodu.
Another message would follow.
Znači da će još jedna vest slediti posle ove.
The Millerite message that would find the book so sweet in the mouth but so bitter in the belly.
Da će slediti Millerovom pokretu koji je ustanovio da je poruka bila tako slatka u ustima.
We noted that many other late 19th century interpreters saw the 1798 date as the beginning of the time of the end.
Mi smo ustanovili dakle da mnogi drugi tumači osim Millera uzimali su 1798. godinu kao vreme početka poslednjeg vremena.
As they studied the 1260 days and related time prophecies.
Dok su proučavali 1260 dana i proučanstvo o poslednjem vremenu.
Miller was in harmony with his contemporary colleagues.
Miller je bio u skladu sa svojim savremenicima.
Both in terms of his principles of prophetic interpretation.
I što se tiče njegovih načela interpretacije proročanstava.
And in his conclusions regarding the 1260 prophetic
days. I što se tiče njegovih zaključaka o ispunjenju proročanstva od 1260 dana.
Now, the 1260 days is first mentioned in Daniel 7.
Kao što znate, proročanstvo 1260 dana prvi put se spominje u Danilu 7.
It was only natural that once that time prophecy was understood. It was only natural that once that time prophecy is understood.
Bilo je sasvim prirodno da kada se jednom ovo vremensko proročanstvo shvati,
that people would begin to look to Daniel 8.
Da će ljudi onda pažnju posvetiti proročanstvima iz knjige proroka Danila 8. poglavlja.
With its 2300 year prophecy.
Gde se govori o 2300 dana i noći.
By the early 19th century,
tamo negde u početku 19. veka,
large numbers of prophetic interpreters,
veliki broj tumača proročanstava,
were studying the 2300 days,
proučavao je dakle proročanstvo 2300 dana i noći,
and they had many agreements among themselves on the principles interpreting Daniel.
I oni su imali mnogo zajedničkih tačaka, u mnogo čemu su se slagali što se tiče tumačenja proročanstava iz knjige proroka Danila.
They were quite agreed on the year for a day principle of prophetic interpretation.
Svakako slagali su se uglavnom što se tiče načela dan za godinu u tumačenju proročanstava.
And the connection between Daniel 8 and Daniel 9.
I o povezanosti proročanstava iz Danila 8 sa proročanstvom u Danilu 9.
And that the 70 weeks of Daniel 9
i da 70 sedmica iz Danila 9
represented the first 490 years of the 2300 year prophecy.
Predstavljaju prvih 490 godina u okviru proročanstva od 2300 dana i noći.
These prophetic understandings were very common.
Ovo shvatanje proročanstva je bilo vrlo prošireno.
As a result,
kao rezultat,
there was a general consensus on the 2300 year prophecy.
Došlo je do opšte saglasnosti u vezi sa proročanstvom od 2300 dana i noći.
That something momentous would take place in world history between 1843 and 1847.
Da će se nešto vrlo značajno dogoditi u istoriji sveta u godinama između 43. i 47.
Miller would be one of those.
Miller je bio jedan od takvih.
He will never give a specific time for the second coming.
On nikada nije želeo da da tačno vreme Hristovog drugog dolaska.
The closest he would ever say is about the year 1843.
Najtačniji njegov datum je bio negde oko 1843.
The agreement was on the time.
Dakle, sloga je vladala što se tiče vremena.
But not the event.
ali ne i što se tiče događaja.
Many, many different interpretations as to what would happen at the end of the 2300 days.
Postoje mnoštvo različitih tumačenja u vezi sa tim šta će se dogoditi na kraju toga vremenskog perioda.
Some interpreters held that it would be the cleansing of the church.
Neki tumači su smatrali da će doći do čišćenja crkve.
Or the destruction of the Antichrist.
Ili do uništenja Antihrista.
Or the liberation of Palestine.
Ili do oslobođenja Palestine.
Others saw the event to take place as the end of Islam.
Drugi su smatrali da će doći do kraja, do sloma Islama.
Or the fall of Turkey.
Ili do pada Turske.
Or the beginning of the millennium.
Ili do početka milenijuma.
Or the day of judgment.
Dana suda.
And some saw it as the second coming.
A neki su opet smatrali da se radi o drugom Hristovom dolasku.
Daniel
8:14.
Unto 2300 days.
I do 2300 dana i noći.
Then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
Tada će se svetinja očistiti.
You'll recognize that in that passage there are three symbols.
Vidite sami da u tom tekstu nailazimo na tri simbola.
The 2300 days.
Prvi simbol je 2300 dana i noći.
The sanctuary.
Zatim svetinja.
And the cleansing.
I treći simbol je čišćenje.
Now Miller and his colleagues were very clear on the time. They weren't questioning that.
Miller i njegovi savremenici bili su složni što se tiče pitanja vremena i tu se nije raspravljalo.
But they also had to discover the meaning of the symbols of the sanctuary and the cleansing.
Ali trebalo je još da otkriju značenje simbola svetinje i simbola čišćenja.
I have a document with me from 1842.
Imam jedan dokumentat koji potiče iz godine 42.
It's entitled Letter to Joshua V. Himes.
Naslov je pismo Joshua Himesu.
On the cleansing of the sanctuary.
O pitanju čišćenja svetinje.
So Miller is writing a letter that Himes publishes.
Dakle, Miller je napisao pismo koje je Joshua Himes objavio.
In which he's going to explain his understanding of the cleansing of the sanctuary.
Pismo u kome on objašnjava svoje shvatanje pojma čišćenja svetinje.
This document will be in the collection that I send to your library.
I ovaj dokument će biti u kolekciji koju ću poslati u vašu biblioteku.
I like this document because it lets us see inside of Miller's mind.
Ja volim ovaj dokument jer mi on omogućuje da bacim pogled u Millerov um.
You can practically see Miller sitting there with his Bible and his concordance.
Praktično možete videti Millera kako proučava sa Biblijom u ruci i konkordansom pored sebe.
And this document shows the logic of Miller's thinking.
I ovaj dokumentat ujedno otkriva logiku kojom se Miller rukovodio u svom razmišljanju.
So I'm briefly going to follow his argument.
I zato ću ja ukratko slediti njegovu argumentaciju.
Dear brother Himes.
Dragi brate Himes.
One short year more of trials and afflictions.
Još jedna kratka godina nevolja i stradanja.
And I shall expect to see him who will justify himself.
I ja očekujem da ću videti njega koji će se opravdati.
And his word and his people before all flesh.
Svojom rečju pred svim svakim telom.
Then he will cleanse his sanctuary.
I onda će on očistiti svoju svetinju.
What a glorious prospect.
Kakav li slavan izgled.
What a blessed hope.
Kakva blažena nada.
How full of immortality and eternal life.
Koliko puno besmrtnosti i večnog života.
Come, Lord Jesus.
O, dođi, Gospode Isuse.
Oh, come quickly.
O, dođi brzo.
You may ask.
Vi ćete možda pitati.
What is meant in Daniel 8:14?
Šta znači tekst u Danilu 8:14?
Then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
I tada će se svetinja očistiti.
And you can see him now reach for his concordance.
I sad ga možete zamisliti kako se hvata za svoj konkordans.
And look up the word sanctuary.
I kako proučava reč svetinja.
And then he lists his findings.
I onda nabraja svoje pronalaske.
And he discusses each one.
I razmatra svakoga od njih pojedinačno. I Juda je nazvan svetinjom.
Fourthly,
četvrto,
the temple at Jerusalem is called a sanctuary.
Hram u Jerusalimu je nazvan svetinjom.
Five, the Holy of Holies was called a sanctuary.
Svetinja nad svetinjama je nazvana svetinjom.
Sixth,
šest,
the earth is called a sanctuary.
I sama zemlja je nazvana svetinjom.
And seven, the saints are called a sanctuary.
A sedmo, sami sveti Božji su nazvani svetinjom Božjom.
Do we have the text in which the earth was called the sanctuary?
It's in this document here. He gives Isaiah 40 verse 13. No. Isaiah 9, verse 13.
Isaiah 9, 13.
I may have that wrong.
Možda sam pogrešio.
Angus 40, verse 13.
40, 13.
Yeah, it's 40.
40, 13.
That, as he looked at his concordance, was everything he found called a sanctuary.
A to je bilo sve što je on pronašao kada je na osnovu svog konkordansa istraživao pojam svetilišta.
Then he moves on to the next question, very methodically now.
A onda veoma odlučno kreće na razmatranje sljedećeg pitanja.
The question now arises.
Sada se pojavljuje pitanje.
Which of these sanctuaries does Daniel mean?
Koje od ovih svetilišta Danilo razmatra?
And then he answers his question.
I sam onda odgovara na svoje pitanje.
Not the first.
Ne prvo.
Christ, because he's not impure.
Ne, Hristos ne dolazi u obzir jer on i nije nečist.
Not the second, heaven.
Ne drugo, nebo.
For that is not unclean.
Jer ni nebo nije nečisto.
Not the third in Judah.
Nije treće Juda.
For literal Judah is no more.
Zato što doslovnog Jude više i nema.
Not the fourth, the temple.
Nije ni četvrto hram.
Because that is destroyed.
Zato što je hram razoren.
Neither the Holy of Holies in the temple at Jerusalem.
Niti svetinja nad svetinjama u hramu u Jerusalimu.
For that too was destroyed with the temple.
Jer i nje nema, uništena je sa hramom.
Then there are but two things more which may be called a sanctuary.
Postoje samo još dva pojma koja bi se mogla nazvati svetilište.
Which will ever require cleansing.
Koja su ikada zahtevala čišćenje.
And those are the earth and the church.
A to su crkva i zemlja.
And so he looks at every possible thing that could be called a sanctuary.
On je dakle prvo pronašao sve što je bilo moguće nazvati svetinjom.
And asked which of those qualify, which need cleansing.
I onda se pita koje od tih pojmova zahteva čišćenje, koje je kvalificirano za tako nešto.
And said only two.
I zaključuje samo dva pojma dolaze u obzir.
The earth and the church.
Samo zemlja i crkva.
Next he asks.
Sada sljedeće pitanje.
What is the cleansing?
Šta je čišćenje?
How will the earth be cleansed?
Kako će zemlja biti očišćena?
I answer by fire.
On odgovara vatrom.
And he goes to 2 Peter 3.
Poziva se na 2. Petrovu 3. poglavlje.
When will the earth and the wicked be burned by fire?
Kada će zli biti spaljeni ognjem?
I answer when our God shall come.
Ja odgovaram, kaže, na to pitanje, kada će se to dogoditi, kada Gospod bude došao.
If this evidence will not satisfy,
A ako ovi dokazi nisu zadovoljavajući,
that the earth and the wicked are burned at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
da će zemlja i zli na njoj sagoreti za vreme dolaska Isusa Hrista,
before he reigns with the saints on the earth,
pre nego što bude on zavladao sa svetima na zemlji,
then no words can prove it.
Onda ništa drugo se ne može dokazati.
The final question.
Konačno pitanje,
when will the saints be cleansed or justified?
A kada će svetinja biti očišćena ili opravdana?
I answer, when our Lord shall come.
Odgovor je njegov onda kada Gospod bude došao.
Miller concluded.
I Miller zaključuje,
that the cleansing of the sanctuary,
da čišćenje svetinje,
will be the cleansing of the earth by fire,
biće čišćenje zemlje vatrom,
and would take place at the second advent.
I da će se dogoditi za vreme drugog Hristovog dolaska.
He had many different ways of reaching his 1843 date.
On je na mnogo različitih načina stigao do zaključka da se radi o 1843. godini.
But Daniel 8:14 was certainly one of the central texts.
A svakako Danilo 8:14 je jedan od centralnih tekstova u tom dokazivanju.
When he made that discovery in 1818,
kada je došao do ovog zaključka 1818,
he said that joy filled his heart.
On kaže da je radost ispunila njegovo srce.
At this time we'll take a break.
Mi ćemo sada imati pauzu.
We're about 5 minutes late, so not the least of them would be Daniel 8:14.
A nije najmanje od njih ono zapisano u Danilo 8:14.
He concluded that Christ would come about the year 1843.
On je zaključio da će Hristos doći negde oko godine 1843.
Miller first reached that conclusion in 1818.
Miller je prvi put došao do ovog zaključka 1818. godine.
When he wrote,
i napisao je,
that in about 25 years,
jer je napisao da oko 25 godina,
all the affairs of our present world,
svi poslovi u našem sadašnjem svetu,
would be wound up,
bit će zaokruženi.
That was the joy that filled his heart.
To je bila radost koja ispunjavala Millerovo srce.
And eventually led him to begin to preach that message.
I kojega je na kraju konačno dovelo do toga da je počeo da propoveda ovu poruku.
But before he began to preach it,
ali pre nego što je počeo da propoveda,
he would study his Bible for another 12 years.
On je proučavao Bibliju sledećih 12 godina.
14 years altogether.
14 godina sve zajedno.
And he sought to raise every objection that he could against his conclusions.
I počeo je da proučava svaku primedbu, svaki prigovor koji se mogao pojaviti njegovim zaključcima.
He certainly did not want to preach to anybody.
On svakako nije imao želju da ovu poruku propoveda bilo kome.
He was hoping some minister would do the work.
On je nadao se da će neki propovednici obaviti to delo.
But God finally convinced him that he should start.
Ali Boga je na kraju ubedio da on treba da počne.
His fullest, most complete book on the topic of his eschatology.
Njegova najzaokruženija knjiga o ovom području
would be first published in 1833.
Prvi put je objavljena 1833. godine. Dokazi iz pisma i iz istorije. Tako je naziv te knjige.
Title is,
puni naslov knjige glasi,
Evidence from Scripture and History,
dokazi iz pisma i istorije,
of the second coming of Christ,
o drugom dolasku Isusa Hrista,
about the year 1843,
oko godine 1843.
First published in 1833,
Prvi put je ova knjiga objavljena 1833.
The book would be significantly revised in 1836.
I bila je značajno revidirana 36. godine.
In the introduction to the book,
u uvodu, u predgovoru knjige,
Miller asserts that we can not only be informed about the manner of Christ's coming,
kaže Miller da mi možemo dobiti informacije, saznanje o načinu Hristovog dolaska,
but that the time when these things shall take place is also specified.
Ali da je i vreme kada će se taj događaj odigrati naznačeno.
By some of the prophets as being unto 2300 days,
u nekim proročanstvima od 2300 dana i noći,
meaning years,
što znači godina,
then shall the sanctuary be cleansed,
tada će se svetinja očistiti,
after the anti-Christian beast has reigned her time and times and a half a time,
nakon što je ona antihrista, ta sila antihrista vladala 1260 godina.
After the two witnesses have prophesied the 1260 days.
Nakon što su dva svedoka prorokovala 1260 dana.
The signs of the times are given.
Dati su nam znaci vremena.
When we may know that he is near, even at the door.
Da možemo znati da je blizu, čak i pred vratima.
And then he added this rather significant passage.
A onda dodaje jedan vrlo značajan tekst.
If I have made a mistake in my exposition of prophecy,
ako sam načinio grešku u svom tumačenju proročanstava,
the time being so near at hand,
da je vreme tako blizu pred vratima,
will soon expose my mistake.
To vreme će razobličiti moju grešku.
But if I have the truth on these subjects,
ali ako sam rekao istinu o ovoj tematici,
how important the time in which we live,
kako je onda važno vreme u kojem živimo,
what vast and important events must soon be realized,
koliko je značajno što će se to uskoro zbiti,
and how necessary that every individual be prepared,
i koliko je važno, značajno da se svaki pojedinac pripremi,
that that day may not come upon them unawares,
da ga taj dan ne bi zatekao nespremnog. Yeah, if you listen to those words, then he was right.
Yeah.
Ja kažem, kad slušate ove reči, on je bio potpuno u pravu. Ako sam pogrešio, vidjet će se. Ali šta ako nisam?
Miller and his colleagues were impressed.
Miller i njegove kolege bili su impresionirani
with what they had studied,
svojim proučavanjima,
and with what they were seeing in the world around them,
i onim što su gledali u svetu oko sebe.
Now at this point I need to reemphasize again,
u ovom trenutku moram ponovo da naglasim,
that Miller never set an exact time,
da Miller nikada nije postavio tačan datum.
All he ever wanted to say was about the year 1843.
Ono što je on ikada želeo da kaže glasilo je samo oko 1843.
And then as the year 1843 became a reality,
a kad je godina 43. postala stvarnost,
his followers said, "Can't you be more specific?"
Rekli su njegovi sledbenici, pa zar ne možeš da budeš određeni?
And on the basis of the typology of the spring feasts,
i na osnovu tipologije,
he said, "I think we can safely say,"
rekao je, mislim da možemo sa sigurnošću reći,
"that the year of the end,"
da vreme, godina kraja,
"will take place between March 21, 1843,
da će početi da teče 21. marta 43.
and March 21, 1844.
I da će isteći 21. marta 44. godine.
He believed that that year,
on je verovao da ta godina,
would be the year of the fulfillment of the second coming of
Christ. Da će ta godina biti godina ispunjenja ovog proročanstva o drugom Hristovom dolasku.
but he never gave an exact date.
I ni u jednom trenutku nije dao tačan datum.
And when somebody did later come up with the October 22 date,
a kad je kasnije neko se pojavio sa 22. oktobrom kao danom,
he would only accept that just in the last couple of weeks.
On je taj datum prihvatio samo nekoliko sedmica pre njegovog dolaska.
We'll come back to that issue later.
Ali vratit ćemo se na to pitanje kasnije.
So Miller's eschatology points to the second coming of Christ.
Prema tome, Millerova eschatologija ukazuje na drugi dolazak Isusa Hrista.
Seventh-day Adventists will accept that understanding.
Adventisti sedmog dana bi prihvatili ovo tumačenje.
But they will not accept Miller's understanding of the millennium.
Ali ne bi prihvatili Millerovo shvatanje milenijuma.
They will accept Miller's understanding of the timing of the millennium, but not the place.
Oni su prihvatili Millerovo datovanje milenijumima, a ne i mesto.
Miller taught that the millennium would follow the second coming.
Miller je smatrao da će milenijum nastati posle drugog dolaska.
Thus his theology was premillennial.
I njegova teologija je dakle premilenijalistička.
But he taught that the earth would be cleansed by fire at the beginning of the 1000 years.
Ali on smatrao da će zemlja biti očišćena vatrom na početku milenijuma.
And that the new creation would take place, new creation of the earth would take place at the beginning of the millennium.
Da će novo stvaranje zemlje se odigrati na početku milenijuma.
And that the saints would be on the earth during the millennium.
I da će sveti ostati na zemlji u toku milenijuma.
This is a point at which the Sabbatarian Adventists would eventually disagree.
To je mišljenje sa kojim su sa Adventisti sedmog dana na kraju krajeva nisu se mogli složiti.
They began to come to a different interpretation as early as 1845.
Negde 45. godine oni su dali svoje različito tumačenje.
But by 1857 the Sabbatarians would see it very clearly.
Ali 57. godine Adventisti sedmog dana su veoma jasno sagledali ovo pitanje.
And so we will agree with Millerite eschatology on the second coming.
Prema tome mi se slažemo sa Millerovom eschatologijom što se tiče drugog Hristovog dolaska.
But disagree with them on the millennium.
Ali se ne slažemo sa njime što se tiče milenijuma.
That is the events during the millennium.
Niti događaja u toku milenijuma.
One place that Millerite eschatology was unique in the Christian world.
Jedna tačka u kojoj je Millerova eschatologija bila jedinstvena u celom hrišćanskom svetu.
Has to do with the close of probation.
Ima veze sa istekom vremena milosti.
Millerites taught that the close of probation would take place before the beginning of the millennium.
Milleriti su smatrali da će vreme milosti isteći pre početka milenijuma.
That was a unique position in the 1840s.
1844. godine u hrišćanskom svetu to je bilo jedinstveno, izuzetno mišljenje.
Both premillennialists
i premillennialisti
and postmillennialists
i postmillennialisti
believed that the millennium would be a period of time in which people had a second chance.
Verovali su da će milenijum biti vreme kada će ljudima biti pružena druga prilika, još jedna prilika.
That conversions would still take place.
Da će dolaziti do obraćenja u toku milenijuma.
Millerites would disagree.
Ali Milleriti se nisu slagali.
Before the second coming of Christ,
pre drugog dolaska Isusa Hrista,
the door of probation would be shut.
Vrata milosti će se zatvoriti.
Probation would close.
Vreme milosti će isteći.
There would be no second chances or conversions during the millennium.
Neće biti druge prilike, neće biti obraćenja u toku milenijuma.
That was an important contribution of Millerism to the field of theology.
To je bio značajan doprinos Millerizma na području teologije.
And the Sabbatarians would adopt that close of probation theology.
I Adventisti sedmog dana prihvataju ovu misao o isteku vremena milosti pre početka milenijuma.
And that brings us to another important text in Millerite history.
I to nas svraća našu pažnju na jedan drugi važan tekst.
Beyond Daniel and Revelation,
osim Danila i Otkrivenja,
it was only natural that the Millerites should be drawn to Matthew 24 and 25.
Bilo je sasvim prirodno što su se Milleriti obratili tekstovima u Mateju 24 i 25.
They were especially interested in the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25 verses 1 to 13.
Posebno su se zainteresovali za priču o 10 devojaka u Mateju 25 1 do 13.
Especially the midnight cry of the 10
virgins. A posebno je njihovu pažnju privukao takozvani ponoćni poklič.
Matthew 25 verse 6 reads,
Matej 25:6 kaže,
and at midnight there was a cry made.
A u ponoći stade vika,
behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Evo ženika gdje dolazi.
Go ye out to meet him.
Izađite mu u susret.
They took that parable.
Oni su uzeli ovu priču
and fit it into history.
I uklopili je u istoriju.
By applying the details of the parable to the Millerite Adventist experience.
Primenjujući pojedinosti iz ove priče na iskustvo Millerovog pokreta.
Early in their understanding of this parable,
rano već u njihovom shvatanju ove priče,
I say early because their understanding will change across time.
Ja kažem u prvo vreme zato što se razumevanje ove priče u toku vremena menjalo.
But they early see the parable of the 10 virgins as humanity in general.
Ali ispočetka oni su na priču o 10 devojaka gledali kao na priču o čovečanstvu uopšte,
in its probationary state.
U njihovom stanju u vreme milosti.
The wise virgins,
mudre devojke,
were believers in God.
To su oni koji veruju u Boga.
The foolish virgins,
a lude devojke,
were unbelievers.
To su nevernici.
Now remember, this interpretation will change as we move across.
Imajmo na umu da će se ovo tumačenje menjati u toku vremena.
The lamps that the virgins held were the word of God.
A žišci koje ove devojke imaju za njih su predstavljali Božju reč.
The oil was their faith.
Ulje, to je njihova vera. But how come all of ten they had their lamps? All ten had their lamps with oil.
Yeah.
And how come if they are unbelievers?
How come what?
How come then if the five of them are unbelievers?
Mm.
They had oil in their lamps.
Don't ask me the detail. That's a very smart man.
Da, ja ga pitam kako je moguće da su nevernici pola, vernici pola i svi su imali ulja u svojim žišcima, a nevernici. Otkud vera nevernici?
The nice thing about an historian is I don't have to answer for all of their logic.
Sva sreća što ne moramo danas da odgovaramo za sva pitanja povezana sa njihovim verovanjem.
Well, I think that if you read the parable carefully, some of them didn't have very much oil.
Da, kaže, ako čitamo pažljivo ovu priču, vidjet ćemo da neki nisu imali baš mnogo toga ulja.
Key element in the entire interpretation is the marriage.
Ključni element u svakom tumačenju to je svadba.
The marriage they saw as the second advent of Christ.
A tu svadbu oni su smatrali drugim Hristovim dolaskom.
And Miller defined the midnight cry.
I Miller definiše ponoćni poklič
as the watchman,
kao stražara,
who by the word of God,
koji rečju Božjom,
discover the revealed time,
otkriva vreme,
and warn the world,
i opominje svet,
of the coming of the bridegroom,
na dolazak ženika.
Thus, Miller saw his own movement as giving the midnight cry.
I tako Miller shvata, u stvari smisli, da njegov pokret upućuje taj ponoćni poklič.
And the marriage would be the same as the cleansing of the sanctuary.
A svadba je istovremeno i čišćenje svetinje.
Both of them would be the second advent.
I jedno i drugo su, dakle, drugi dolazak.
Now what about the sleeping condition of the virgins?
A šta da kažemo o onom stanju pospanosti devojaka?
Miller says that shows the apathy and the ignorance on the subject.
On kaže da je time izražena ravnodušnost, neznanje ljudi u svetu što se tiče ove tematike.
Of those who refuse to respond to the Advent preaching.
Onih koji u stvari odbijaju da prihvate adventističko propovedanje.
The trimming of the lamps.
Što se tiče ono što kaže podsećanje žižaka.
Miller saw as the great revival of the Second Great Awakening.
On to gleda kao ono veliko probuđenje.
Which brought with them, for the first time in the history of the world, Bible societies.
Koje je prvi put u istoriji sveta dovelo do osnivanja biblijskih društava.
To translate the word of God into the many languages on the earth.
Do prevođenja Biblije na mnoge jezike u svetu.
The societies for moral and social reform.
Do osnivanja društava za moralnu i društvenu reformu.
The tract societies.
Do osnivanja društava za izdavanje traktata.
The Sunday school societies,
zatim udruženja nedeljnih škola,
and the rise of the missionary societies and modern missions.
I do pojave misionarskih društava i modernog misionarskog pokreta.
He said all of these agencies are now fulfilling Matthew 24:14.
On kaže sva ova oruđa u Božjim rukama sada ispunjavaju ono što je napisano u Mateju 24:14.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached as a witness unto all the earth.
I propovediće se ovo evanđelje o carstvu za svjedočanstvo svim narodima i tada.
And then shall the end come.
I tada će doći posledak.
He saw that Matthew 24:14 was being completed by the Protestant mission movement.
On dakle smatra da se ove reči, ova proročanstva ispunjavaju preko protestantskog misionarskog pokreta.
And he was quite correct in saying.
Ja mislim da je on imao puno pravo kada je rekao
that all of these institutions,
da sve ove institucije,
mission societies,
misionarska društva,
Bible societies,
biblijska društva,
reform societies,
reformatorska društva,
all of them had arisen since the beginning of the time of the end.
Sva su se ona na neki način morala pojaviti u vreme posvetka.
For the first time in the history of Christianity, the burden was to take the gospel to the entire earth.
Prvi put u istoriji hrišćanstva ponovo hrišćani osjećaju odgovornost da evanđelje odnesu do krajeva sveta.
So the trimming of the lamps.
Prema tome podsecanje žižaka.
Were these great movements connected with the second advent, the second great awakening?
To su, dakle, svi ti pokreti povezani sa onim velikim pokretom probuđenja.
But,
ali,
for the first, not everybody would be happy with the preaching of the gospel.
Međutim, neće baš svi biti zadovoljni propovedanjem evanđelja.
More specifically,
da budemo određeni,
not everybody would be happy with the preaching of the midnight cry.
Neće svi biti zadovoljni ni sa objavljivanjem ponoćnog poklica.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Gle, evo ženika.
Go ye out to meet him.
Izađite mu susret.
So the reaction to the midnight cry,
prema tome reakcija na ponoćni poklič,
would be a division between the wise and the foolish virgins.
Biće deoba između mudrih i ludih devojaka.
This division would climax in what Matthew 25:10 calls the shut door.
Ta podela će doživeti svoj vrhunac u onome što Matej 25 naziva zatvaranje vrata.
To Miller, the shut door was the close of probation.
Za Millera zatvaranje vrata označava istek vremena milosti.
As he puts it in his own words,
on to ovako izražava svojim rečima.
The shut door is the closing up of the mediatorial kingdom.
On kaže, zatvaranje vrata označava prestanak posredničke službe.
And the finishing of the gospel period.
I završavanje vremena propovedanja evanđelja.
Probation would close sometime before Christ returned.
Vreme milosti će isteći neko vreme pre Hristovog drugog dolaska.
The door would be shut.
Vrata će se zatvoriti.
Then we would have Revelation 22:11.
A onda ćemo imati otkrivenje 22:11.
Let him who is filthy be filthy still.
Neka onaj koji čini bezakonje i dalje čini bezakonje.
The shut door signified the close of probation.
Dakle, zatvorena vrata označavaju isteka vremena milosti.
And the end of any need to preach the gospel to the world.
I gubljenje svake potrebe za daljim propovedanjem evanđelja.
I mean, after all, why preach the gospel?
Pa naravno, zašto propovedati evanđelje kad nema vremena milosti?
After people had already made their decision,
kada su ljudi već svi doneli svoju odluku,
irrevocably against Christ,
za Hrista ili protiv njega.
Now this parable of the ten virgins,
ova priča o 10 devojaka,
would take on a new interpretation in the autumn of 1844.
Dobit će jedno novo tumačenje tamo negde u jesen godine 1844.
And the shut door,
a zatvorena vrata,
will become a major dividing line in Adventism after the great disappointment.
Ta vrata zatvorena postaće velika razvodnica, velika linija razdvajanja posle velikog razočaranja u Adventnom pokretu.